Well, the runoff is over now. Stations are just completing their counting. And the impression is that it has been calm in most places. There have been rumors of incidents in a few, but very few. That is not good enough. One would have thought that we would do it all without any violence, but that has not been so. However, I think that most of the voting will stand, and we will, in a few days' time, know the results.
Well, Dr. Gbagbo, has ECOWAS met with both presidential aspirants, talking to them about how to ensure that their partisans do not necessarily go out committing acts of violence or provoking their rivals?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You probably heard that the mediator, the ECOWAS mediator, who is President Blaise Compaoré of Burkina Faso, spent the whole day here yesterday talking to all the all the candidates, encouraging them to restrain their followers, and getting them to agree that they will accept the results. He did a yeoman's job, because after his visit here, I think it was 3 days ago, the political temperature lowered, tension came down, allowing for a good process today. But more than that, I also launched an appeal from Abuja, and a few other people also spoke to the competitors and their followers. And so we are lucky that of relatively without incident.
How important is Ivory Coast's stability and peace towards West Africa's peace and stability and democratic credentials?
It's very important. Since Ivory Coast has a heavy population of West Africans, stability here and democratic practice is critical to the development of Ivorians and all those who live in this country. Secondly, democratic credentials to keep. We have said that we are going to transform the whole of West Africa into a democratic state. And we are doing that, but integration will not come if we are not practicing constitutional governance. So and in that respect, Ivory Coast is also important to us. Thirdly, also, the economy of this country, which has been paralyzed for some time now, is very important to West Africa. You know, the three countries that control the economy of the ECOWAS area, Nigeria, Ghana, and so the democratic credentials of Cote d'Ivoire is very important for us, and we are going to ensure that this country returns to democratic practice.
Dr. Gbagbo, what is ECOWAS's message to Ivorians as result of Sunday's vote begin trickling in?
Yes, you know, I'm in Ivory Coast now. And the polling process just ended. The counting is going on in some parts of the country. Others have already completed. And we'll have to wait to get the results later. But it has been a very good experience for this country, which has been in the political wilderness for some time now. It is a good thing that it is coming back into the fold, and we are wishing it well. We are happy that both leaders have committed themselves to peace and also to an acceptance of the verdict of the people. Now we will wait and see whether that also will be a fact.
What is your message to the two leaders?
My message, yes. Even at this late hour, I would like to use the good offices of your station to address an appeal to the people of Ivory Coast generally, that now that the process is almost at an end, they should make every effort to preserve the honor and good dignity of the country, accept the verdict, and let this country transit into democratic governance in peace and security. It is very important that they do so. It is not productive for people to die in the process. Every single person is needed for the task ahead. And so I'm appealing especially to President Gbagbo and to Mr. Alassane Ouattara to do everything in their power to ensure that when the results are announced, that they will all accept them in good faith.